No way.
Get all these little apparatuses turned on here, honey.
Show her how to turn on that light.
That's the light.
And there you are.
Whew. Oh, they're hot. Stop. There you are. Oh, this is funny. Dennis, is your speaker? You can hear me? Can everybody hear me? I'm Italian. My voice should be able to reach the other end. That's the way we get food at the table, talking louder than the next person. Dennis gave me this paper. What kind of language is this, Dennis?
I have no idea. I just found it here.
I might use this. It's in Oriental or Hebrew or something. I might use this in my speech. A lot of pages here. Oh, it's funny when you sit and put your thoughts together on paper, you know, you come up with, I came up with, like Lindy, I came up with like 7 pages, but you know it's going to fly by. And part of me is thinking, well, God's working through me to bring this message through. And that'll give more time for readings, maybe, or messages. So it's okay if it's... It's okay. It's all okay. As I walked in, I can't even tell you how many people have complimented me on whether... Don't even know if I'm speaking yet. But complimented me on my speaking, you know, how good I looked, or... There's some new people here that heard that I was speaking. Sunday they heard that I was speaking, and they came tonight. They don't even know me. What a compliment. And the love that I feel when I look out there and see the smiles. And I did a little healing tonight, but I got so hot from the energy that I am soaking wet. So it's not the speech that's doing this. When you see me doing this, it's actually... from the healing, can I say that? Sure, it's the energy from the healing. But I've heard many speakers, we've all heard many speakers at this podium, and they've all had touching and inspiring testimonies of their lives and how God and the angels have truly...
Trent, I'm building the bag is here.
Oh, Millie, the bag is here. I didn't know what this meant.
Well, they're looking for the bag, both of them.
Okay, the bag is here, I guess.
Next to Diana.
Oh, there it is.
There it is.
Sorry.
That's okay. I thought it was me. I was like,
no.
Does my hair look all right? Is the line showing? I actually use deodorant. Did you notice I did my nails tonight? That's not something you see very often. Matches my outfit. I also have a zit, which I haven't had one all those years in high school. I never got one. I was like, I'm missing out on something. And then I went to a reunion and I got one. I was so excited to go to my reunion with a zit. And I haven't had one since that reunion, probably about 10 years ago. And there it is. It's here. I'm going to start all over again because I have no idea where I left. Okay. And this is good. Like I said, we've heard many speakers at this podium, and they've all had touching and inspiring testimonies of their lives and how God and the angels have truly been amazing. Lindy uses country western. I've never heard so many country western tunes in my life, and I can relate to them now because I hear them and I'm like, oh, that's the one Lindy was talking about. And I even heard a song last week that said, Lindy, have you heard this song? So it's been good to hear different things that people bring up. Reverend Connie does the Little Johnny thing. We have that book at home, Little Johnny, so we can almost know what she's going to say, but it's still a great laugh to hear her come out with some of those things. And we ourselves have our special opportunities to have God's stories and to know love can bring hope, peace, and joy into our lives. And it begins with God's love. My talk, basically, there's love in there and hoping that someone picks up and relates to it. I'm planning to reflect back a little and also mention my family. I'm an Italian, so you know family is there. And and to mention my Italian heritage a little. And if there's anything I'd like to emphasize, it's that love and appreciation are the same vibration. And I want to take a minute to ask my Heavenly Father to come before us, and knowing that we're worthy of His love, we acknowledge the pure love and we give all honor and glory to You and Your angels. And I'm honored. In another period of my life, there were many blessings that passed me by without me recognizing and giving thanks. Alphonse de Lamartine had quoted, "To love for the sake of being loved is human, but to love for the sake of loving is angelic." Has anybody ever heard that? I like that. Yeah. Today I've grown in love and understanding, and reflecting back, I see the sweetness of God's love. I appreciate all the blessings that God has bestowed upon me. Gratitude helps strengthen our faith. When you and I accept divine love as our right, our life changes. Every chance we have to feel God's love and harmony in acknowledging this pure love is letting God have His perfect way. We were planned for God's pleasure. He made us for His love. As I'm learning every aspect of myself, I'm learning to honor my heart. It is all about love. God is love. I'd like to share a situation where love was there and it took me 40 years to see it. It's back in high school, so if you want to do the math, you can tell me I look good later for my age. First of all, I have to explain one little situation. My mom's living room, my grandmother's living room. We had the covers on the couch. They weren't plastic, thank God. We weren't into plastic. But we had the flowered print. And then our curtains were flowered print. Totally different flowered print than what was on the couch. And then there was the oriental rug with a few flowers in there. Totally different. No color matched the curtains or the rug or the... And then there was a studio bed there. And that studio bed also had a flowered cover on it. And as I was growing up, it wasn't a modern house like some of my friends had, and I looked at it as flowers everywhere, and I never even appreciated flowers. That was a little bug. That wasn't spirit. Amount of flowers that were in that room. My grandmother actually raised pansies, and that was a wonderful experience for me because we saw the pansy sign go up on Memorial Day and Mother's Day and pansies for sale, and we met people coming in and out buying pansies, and it's funny, my thought just went somewhere else. The idea of having all those flowers in the living room, and here I am years later, I yearn and stretch my neck to see a flower and how beautiful they are, and yet I grew up with all these flowers and they were just too much for a teenage girl, but I enjoy flowers today like crazy, and every time I see a bunch of different ones, I reflect back to my mother and my grandmother's living room and the flowers that they had there. But that isn't where I'm heading. I just wanted to give you a little heads up on what it was like to be in my world. My school lunches is what I want to talk about. My school lunches were authentic Italian lunches. I had veal Parmesan sandwiches. And I don't mean the veal patty with the breadcrumbs in it. I mean the real veal Parmesan sandwich. And I had pepper and egg sandwiches. I had real Italian subs. In order to get real Italian cold cuts, you have to go to a real Italian store. You cannot buy it at Vons, because you buy it at Vons or grocery stores like that. Not, no offense to Vons, but the gabagola tastes just like the salami, just like the provolone. It all tastes the same. You got to go to a real authentic Italian place to get the taste. And I had that different taste in my sub sandwich. But the one thing I did have that I was not nuts about was that provolone cheese. And that true provolone cheese smells like crazy. Now, here I am, a young girl going to school with provolone cheese in my sandwiches. Didn't cut it. In my thermos, I didn't have tomato soup like everyone else. I had pasta fazool. Oh, come on, you know. While others in school were having peanut butter and jelly and bologna with American cheese. You know, that either comes in yellow or white, and there's no smell to that cheese.
Nor taste.
Nor taste. Their snacks consisted of cookies and Twinkies. I had fresh-picked fruit. Mama would give me an apple. Lindsay, doesn't this sound like a country western song? Mama would give me an apple. I thought of you in writing this. A pear, grapes, peaches, right from our garden. I so wanted to be an American. Well, walking to school one day, we used to walk over this railroad bridge. The train tracks were behind my house, and we used to walk over this railroad bridge, and there was this big, huge tunnel-type pipe, and we used to walk on it, being little kids. I'd walk with my brothers and the neighborhood kids, and we'd do the tightrope thing, walking all the way across the bridge on there. Wow. Walking over this bridge and walking over this tube, one morning I discovered there was a space between the tube and the fence. It was perfect area to lose a lunch. I did this continuously. I would just walk, not telling anybody what I was doing as we were all walking over the bridge, and I would just unsnap my little red lunch box and my lunch would go down to the railroad track. And I had a good friend in school named Donna. And Donna would actually bring extra lunch every day for me, an American lunch. I thought I was great. I felt like an American. Well, her lunches stopped. See, she had long bangs, and her dad used to call her a shaggy dog, and her dad actually made her a dog food sandwich for lunch one day. Hence, my lunches stopped, because I didn't trust her sandwiches from that point on. And my American lunches stopped, so I went back and had all those things, that good Italian food, or what I thought was misery. What was I thinking, discarding all those lunches? Mama never knew. And as of today, she doesn't know, and don't anyone tell her. She'd be very upset. I certainly appreciate Mama's lunches after the dog food sandwich incident. Now I look forward to Mama's cooking and all the preparation. And if you've ever been with an Italian family, when it comes holiday time, it's a lot of preparation. The macaroni's drying in the dining room, on the tablecloth, and sometimes on the beds. The macaroni machines are going, the pizzella irons going, the whole shebang is going on. Well, all the love she placed in that tiny red lunchbox, I think I'm going to cry now. 40 years later, I feel like all the love that she put in that tiny red lunchbox was an essential ingredient. That was the most important ingredient. I didn't know it as a teenager. Today, I so enjoy an eggplant sandwich. I appreciate good Italian food. I'm proud of my heritage. I am Italian. Sensing God's direction, and to honor God's presence in our life is to honor our unique selves. With love and God's blessings, I have joyfully welcomed 5 granddaughters. I call them Nani's baby girls. This is where you can tell me I really look good. I bring them to school and they think I'm the mom. I'm like, been there, done that. But I enjoy their company so much. And these gifts from God, these 5 baby girls that I have, represent 4 generations. My mom is still around. She just recently went through a lot physically and is in an assisted living, but she's doing well. She truly is a miracle. Any Anyone who knows them, my mom and his children, are truly blessed with memories that last a lifetime. Madison, my 17-year-old, when she was about 2-3 years old, she sat in the car next to me and she said to me, "Nani, what color are you?" Madison's half black and half white. And she wanted to know what color I was. And I said, "I'm white." And I waited, and there was no response to her. So I asked her, "Madison, what color are you?" "Peach." She said she was peach. She's 17, and I hold on to that little thing, and so many more things that she has said. The love there is tremendous. Gavin Angel, I just read Gavin Angel. I used to interview her when she was 2-3 years old. I'd point to her shoulder and say, "What's that?" And she'd say, "That's my shoulder," and I'd write it down. I said, "What are they for?" She said, "In case a bird wants to land on my shoulder." Gavin Angel. She truly is an angel. Deja Jane. Some of you have heard stories of Deja Jane. I found a note in her room once, for you that don't know her, I found a note in her room once that said, "My grandmother is ruining my life." Because I went to Massachusetts for 3 months and came home and shut the TV off and made her do her homework and clean her room. Yeah, she, my grandmother is ruining my life. We can't find that note. I so want to find that note, too. But I found this note that was hanging on my mirror for many times. When I used to be a snowbird and go back and forth to Florida. And when I did, I would spend a lot of time with my grandbabies that are out there. And Deja wrote me this one. This one's been on my mirror. And it says, "I remember when I was younger, and we would go out for picnics, because we constantly went for picnics. When we had our own pivot time," I think that means private, "alone with God. And I said, I love you for the rest of my life." I know, true love. And then there's Nevaeh. Oh, I don't have it, it's in my purse. Nevaeh's yard actually has 18 wild turkeys that come onto the yard. And when I was out in Massachusetts, we'd look for the 18 wild turkeys to come in the yard and do their thing and then leave. And then we'd run out there to see if we can get a feather, because I so wanted a feather. And I taught them that the turkey is actually a given animal. And I sure would like the animal to give me a feather. Well, that was way back, August, September, October, November, December. I just got my feather a couple of weeks ago. Nevaeh remembered that I would like to have had a feather, and she got me a feather. Trinity is my littlest one. I beg her, please don't grow up. Please stay little. She's so sweet. She tells me her hands are still staying tiny. All this is love that touches my heart so much, but Trinity had a birthday party the other day, and my son is in Massachusetts, and he relayed the message to me, and I remember her saying this 2 other times. She stood back from her birthday party, and she just looked around, and she said, Daddy asked if she was okay, and she said, "Daddy, this is the best day of my life." And she had said that a couple of times in her life. She's only a little thing. "This is the best day of my life." And those are my 5 grandbabies. While learning the importance of family, we shared experiences. My families, my church family, my home family, my brother's siblings, we're a circle of love and strength. With every birth and every union, the circle grows. Every joy shared adds more love. Every crisis faced together makes the circle stronger. And let me tell you, we have our crisis. We're Italian. There. In conclusion, reflect on who you are and who you've become and the life you're living. Reflect on your family, your inner circle of friends, how abundantly blessed you are. Honor your unique selves with God's love. The words of love and truth are meant to enhance your life and bring oneness. And then I have the words to the rose People used to give me roses when I was just newly separated, divorced, going to hairdressing school, three young babies. And the rose, I don't know how it came, how it started, but one rose, another rose. I think it's because I loved this song. And I thought that that's where I was, that love could is a razor and love, and they were lonely nights. And then the last line of it is, with the sun's love and the spring becomes a rose. And I really feel like it's my springtime, and I have become the rose. I have seen myself open up, and thanks to Millie and all of you out there smiling, and everybody, I thank you. God bless.